USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic White House hopeful Michael Bloomberg will be part of tomorrow's presidential debate in Las Vegas as he's received 19% support in a national poll released today by PBS and Marist College. He's behind Bernie Sanders, who has 31, but until now, Bloomberg was polling in the single digits. He's also been the focus of a lot of attacks, including from Sanders, who said last night,
"We say to Mr. Bloomberg, you are certainly not going to win when you have a record in New York City that included racist policies like stop and frisk."
The Boy Scouts of America seeking protection under the federal bankruptcy code, officially filing for Chapter 11 protection overnight. It's facing hundreds of lawsuits from men who say scout leaders sexually abused them when they were boys. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
NASCAR driver Ryan Newman in a Florida hospital after a terrible crash on the final lap of the Daytona 500 last evening.
In a shower of sparks on his roof, Ryan Newman comes across the line fourth.
That as heard on Fox, NASCAR Executive Vice President Steve O'Donnell reading a statement from the Roush Racing Team.
Ryan Newman is being treated at Halifax Medical Center. He's in serious condition, but doctors have indicated his injuries are non-life-threatening. We appreciate your thoughts and prayers and ask that you respect the privacy of Ryan and his family during this time.
It was a second straight Daytona 500 victory for Denny Hamlin. Massive job cuts are coming to the bank HSBC. It's citing sinking profits. About 35,000 jobs will be slashed over the next 3 years. And a third of the bank's branches in the United States are going to be closing as part of the plan. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An Oklahoma State Senate committee has endorsed a bill to ban abortions in that state when a heartbeat or brainwaves are detected in a fetus. That proposal approved yesterday would amend current law by covering women who are 6 weeks pregnant instead of 8 weeks pregnant. Yesterday was President's Day, and a lot of people turned out to visit a presidential place, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President's Day observed in the U.S., and folks visiting Atlanta stopping by the Carter Museum and Library.
I think it's lovely to be here on a special day. Fabulous man. I wish that he were 40 again and could become president again. It would be helpful, I think, to our country.
I think it's fantastic to be here. Jimmy Carter was a great president, very upright man. We're happy to be out of Iowa and all the caucusing. I'm rid of the phone calls, so couldn't spend it a better place.
And if you live in or near the nation's capital or plan to be visiting there around Easter and you're looking to snag an invite to the White House Easter egg roll, well, this could be your lucky week. First Lady Melania Trump announcing that the time-honored tradition is going to be held on April 13th. But those hoping to get tickets have to register to get them through a free online lottery that is scheduled to open today at 10 a.m. Eastern. Then the White House says the lottery will close on February 24th and the winners will be notified by email by March 4th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.